What about the thing that builds a nest like this, up from a tree, you know?
It's a waltz too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a tree, because I broke some in the week there. Ross sawed some branch out of a tree and they were plentiful. I said, if this would have been the season for him, we'd have never been able to saw those branches off the tree.
Is there any idea called hornets?
Hornets? No.
What about something that builds a nest in the ground?
In the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Bumblebee do.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear it called yellow jacket?
Yellow jacket, that's a type of waltz too, huh? Yellow jackets. There's a waltz that has that type of name too, the yellow jackets.
What does their nest look like?
Well, that's what's in the tree, all like a... It's made similar like this, the end of that speaker.
That
yeah,
oh,
and they gets in there.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow jackets, that's where they makes their nest.
Did you ever see one that makes a... something that stings you? Well, I don't know if it stings you or not, but it makes a nest out of mud or dirt. Do you ever see anything like that?
Yeah, they call it, we call it in Chantan or Creole, French.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear an English name?
No. I know it's not the, it has a name for it. But it's like you said, it makes a nest in the ground.
Well, what about one that makes it just out of dirt? Maybe just up on the side of a house or something.
Mm-hmm. Because there's some I broke in the yard in the week there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the name.
That one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? There's a crawfish hole. Not
right
there.
Yeah, crawfish too makes hole in the ground if it's just that. You know everything? If it's that.
Did you ever hear of anything called a dirt dauber or mud dauber?
Mm-hmm.
What about the, say, you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
Spider webs.
Uh-huh. What about something like that outside across a bush?
Mm-hmm. That's what we call it, spider webs, too.
Uh-huh. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the...
Roots of the tree?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of using kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yes, they use medicine to boil. It's
for medicine to...
You boil it, you know,
uh-huh.
The roots of it. It's a French name, they call that the fleur de sirop. Fleur de sirop, it's a French name. But I don't know if they have I don't know if there's no other name for it.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like?
It's just a flat leaf.
Mm-hmm. From a tree?
From a tree, yeah. But the frost, I wish they'd have some, because there's some along this fence here. But the frost killed it, but it's going to bud out again.
Mm-hmm.
And some people use that to boil as a tea.
Mm-hmm. Which part do you boil?
And for instance, as a white fig, you take a white fig tree, they say the roots of it.
Mm-hmm.
My old uncle said the roots of that is good for high blood, which I've never used it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be a white fig tree.
You just make a tea out of it?
Yeah, the roots of a white fig tree. And take the roots of that and boil it, it's good for high blood.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never used it, never had that type of sickness either, but he has it, and he told me it's very good with the medicine that the doctor subscribed him to take.
Mm-hmm. This other tree you mentioned, the French one, do you have the roots of that too?
Yeah, but I've never used it, and I hear they say it's good for something, some type of sickness, but I've never used it.
Is that sassafras?